following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network.
I texted you during the Cape Cobras game yesterday, and you never answered me.
I usually don't answer you. What are you talking about?
Well, I know, but I mean, it'd be nice if you answered me once in a while.
No. Yeah, I know it would be nice. A lot of things would be nice. If we had listeners, the show would be nice.
Welcome to RTW Main Event, which used to be a hard-hitting, in-depth, cutting-edge look into the world of professional wrestling. And now we basically do whatever the hell we want. So without further ado, here's your host, Radicalized Rob, Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to RTW Rewind. This is episode number 183. I am your host, as always, Radicalized Rob, Rob Francois. I hope everybody's doing well all around the world. I'm not going to do it. Joined, as always, by my longtime co-host.
How are they going to know you're appreciative? Unless you do it.
All right, just because you said it. I sincerely hope everybody is doing well all around the world, and I appreciate all of you being here. Joined always by my longtime co-host. He is the resident doctor of RTW. Soon to be the mayor of East West Ochoville. Of course, he's the only one running. It is the one and only Mr. Dr. Ocho. Good evening, sir. How are you? Thank you for joining. Oh, fuck. See, I did it.
I got it.
Yep. No, that's great.
Because I'm the only one, I'm walking for mayor. Because the last thing I need to do is get my heart rate up too much.
True. Yeah, you don't need to run at all. Good point. Safety first. That's why you're here, dude. That's why you're the generalized doctor that you are.
Mitigate risk. Understand, you know, keep your eye on the prize. Things like that.
How you doing, buddy? You have a good week?
Lousy. Thanks for asking.
I mean,
doesn't matter.
You're welcome.
You didn't care. You're just being nice because you like this banter. You'll probably record something for a blooper show, something like that, and then I'll yell.
We don't make mistakes. There's no bloopers.
It's meant to happen, is what it is.
That's fair. No, that's fair. Do you want to jump right into the top five? Or, I mean, do you want to talk a little bit, or what do you want to do?
No, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk. I thought we were doing the good, the bad, and the ugly. Isn't that supposed to be the first segment?
No. Remember we changed that like 6 to 8 weeks ago?
Maybe. Have I been here?
Yes.
Oh, shit. All right. Damn, that's weird.
During the Roman era, thousands used to flood the Colosseum to watch two gladiators go head-to-head in a fight to the death. Now, the stakes are even higher. There can be only one top five champion.
There can be only one.
This is the RTW Top 5 Challenge.
Oh, Ocho, I don't know if I've ever told you this before, but whenever I hear that opening, it makes me wish I was alive during those times, you know, being a Roman gladiator and having a sword or a rapier like Barbara Maximo has. You ever wish you could be in a different era other than what you're in now?
I don't know why you would. I mean, those guys like literally had to, they were active at all times. There weren't, you know, CC's pizzas or anything. There weren't Popeyes like this. You'd be miserable. Maybe, you know, if we could do it for maybe a month and then you'd almost appreciate the amenities you have. Something like that. But no, I don't think you want to be born. Plus, you start walking around, you always say that song gives you a chub. People take offense to that back in the day. You know,
you couldn't walk around with a
cloth is going to start growing. They're going to be like, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah.
That means you're ready to fight. That's still the way in the animal kingdom.
I mean, it's a sword fight, right?
That's what it is. It's what you wanted. Hey, man, look, some people collect stamps, like I say.
Tonight's top five topic is the top five greatest pizza chain restaurants of all time. Introducing first, I forgot to tell you, which I don't even know. Did you get the fact today that Uncle David wasn't able to make it? Something about a logging accident or I OnlyFans video went wrong or something. I don't know what it was.
Oh, if he said logging, it means they were probably doing backdoor stuff and there could have been a prolapse or something. So there might have been. I didn't see it, but I'd venture to say that there's going to be his medical insurance is going to go up after this.
Yeah. Uncle Tim wanted to get on it too. Or like, no, you can't weasel your way in on it again. The last time he was on was an absolute disaster. But tonight it's just going to be a one-on-one. Barbara technically is still the number one contender. He was co-number one contender, but now he is the only one. And he is joining me. Well, he's right next to me. We're in the bunker again at Maximal Island. Thankfully, God, I did it. I did it again.
Good. Thankfully, he is there.
He's still with me. We were able to extend the lease on the bunker. So we're able to, stay safe. Even though, as far as I know, it's been pretty quiet all week. They did agree to the ceasefire last week. Until this contest has been decided.
Was it called a ceasefire, or did you say CC's is on fire? And like maybe that's what they thought, so they
don't joke like that. That's not even funny. That's not even funny. I don't even want to think about
it. It's a serious question.
I don't want to think about my CC's being on fire. No, that's...
You're the one with broken English there, technically, so you might want to freaking rectify the situation.
Still adjusting to the Maximo dialect I am. It's like Yoda is fucking, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, that's all right, but that could be also. That could be Maximo dialect, too. You're right. You know, challenge is here, Maximo Barba, right?
Joining us, the challenger, the number one contender, hailing from Maximo Island. He is the former two-time RTW Top 5 Challenge Champion. El Barbara Maximo. Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Yes, you're welcome for me being here. Of course, there's not much choice that I have being in stuck in this 4x8 bunker, but yeah.
Wow, that was riveting stuff. Let's go, I know we did this last week, but let's go out and see what's going on. Maybe, hopefully it's quiet out there. Let's go. Do you want to stay here or do you want to come with me?
Barbara will escort you to open the doors.
Okay. Oh, it's a nice night. Really, it's... Wow.
That sounds like East-West Ochoville, really.
It does. It's very peaceful out here. No, that's good. All right, good deal. So, also, joining us... Now, wait, he has this intro thing? Hang on, let me get it queued up here. Part of his special demands, even though he wasn't here last week. He had me make an intro for him, so here's what I come up with.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
From Dallas, Texas, 6'5", 275 pounds, he is the reigning, defending, RTW Top 5 Challenge Champion of the World, Luigi Primo.
I'm a Luigi Primo. That's right. I'm happy to be here, Radical at the Rob. Your intro got my height and a weight right, but was it incorrect about where I'm from? I'm from Italy and not from Dallas, Texas. Easy mistake to make, I see.
They're similar. Yeah, they're similar. Welcome back to the show, Luigi. It's good to see you after what happened last week. Who took you out?
You know, I was trying to make a good pizza, and one of my arrivals... His name is a Pizza Dave, or that's what he calls himself. He come into my restaurant with a baguette, and he come up behind me, and he hit me in the occipital lobe, and it knocks me out of cold. So I let a couple of hours pass, and I wake up, and I go into his restaurant, and I bring something to him. I bring a brand of product to his restaurant, and I hit him with it. And let's just to say, he's going to be in the bread hospital for at least a week.
Garlic knot?
Yeah, what was it? Can you say?
It was a garlic knot, correct.
Yeah. Oh, threw from across the room. Him.
Like a ninja star.
Shot him.
Did yeah, like, not mean to hit him there with it. But, you know, he had to be a taught a lesson. He comes into my restaurant, a swinging, a fresh baked bread. I have to get him with a garlic or not. It's just that it's simple. That's always my motto. In my restaurant, if you walk into the door, there's a sign on the wall right there that says a live, a laugh, a love. And if somebody attacks you with a fresh baked bread product, always to throw a garlic knot out of them. Be a careful not to try and concuss them and only teach them a lesson. But whatever happens, it happens every day. I'm a Luigi Primo.
That's a very large sign. It takes up almost the entire wall.
It's small print, actually. It's the big print, and then it fits it in. He fit it nicely. He's got a good
font. It's a smaller font. It's a papyrus font.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Ocho, you're the resident generalized doctor. He got hit in the occipital bone. Where is that located?
Right on the back of the head, and that's why it's illegal in the UFC. You don't want to hit somebody on the occipital, the external occipital protuberance, in fact, the EOP. Yeah, you know me. Because, yes, that's where the brainstem, you know, the cerebellum lies just under there. So that's dangerous, you know, with especially of a big baguette like that. And that's disrespectful to the baguette, if anything. I mean, it's not right.
That's so, right,
You don't treat bread that way. This isn't we don't treat carbs this way. Very dangerous.
It's not a pizza, but it's still a bread.
Yeah, it's the makings.
Even though it's French, we don't particularly
care
for that.
Sperm and egg make a baby, so you have to treat them with respect. You know what I mean? It's development.
Okay, where are you going with that? You mean that because of the bread isn't made from a flour and a water and a yeast?
Yes.
We need to not disrespect anything composed of a flour and a water and a yeast. Now, how does that transfer to your metaphor?
Well, the similarity is abortion, basically. We don't want to do any abortions after the second trimester. Much like bread as it's now developed, you don't want to ruin it. If it's water, flour, and yeast, okay, hey, you can do something with it.
Got it. Just wanted to be very clear about that point. Thank you.
Thanks for clearing that up, Ouch. Good job, buddy.
All right, look, this is what I'm here for. I'm just spewing facts. It's nothing, you know, this isn't personal. It's not political. It's not opinionated. It's pure fact.
Again, tonight's top five topic is the top five best chain restaurants involving pizza of all time. Luigi, I know this isn't exactly in your wheelhouse, given the fact that you do make a best of pizza and you have your own restaurant and you're not a chain.
This is a disrespectful top five. Well, no.
I think it's actually a fine. I mean, a lot of people think I'm against a chain of restaurants. But a Primo Ristorante Italiano is actually a chain of restaurant.
It is. How so?
It is. So okay. So everybody knows, if you come into my restaurant and you order with the respect, you get a good pizza, and I will not fight you. However, if you disrespect the pizza, you have to wrestle me in the ring. And usually I just use a suplexes or a arm holds, basic technical wrestling. But
chain wrestling.
Exactly. Yes. And if things get too heated, I have a physical, a metal, a chain that we can bring out for a special of matches. So, there's a lot of people that I respect making pizzas who will use a chains to defend their pizzas.
I'm sorry, Luigi.
That is what the list is the top of five pizza restaurants where the cooks fight customers using a metal chains.
Okay, that narrows it down a little bit, but not much. So that's good.
Right? I feel like I have accurately assessed what this challenge is about. I don't see how I could have gotten this wrong.
You're the champion, so anything goes. I do have to ask you this, Luigi. When those fights break out in the middle of the restaurant, what do the customers think?
They do not like it.
I mean, because they
typically don't flee.
Do they want to be part of it, or are they just afraid? Or I mean,
do they start chanting at all, or is there any like "you still got it" or anything, or every once in a while, or nothing?
Yeah, and it's interesting that they chant that because, you know, maybe the night before they saw me a wrestle somewhere, and then they come into my restaurant and they see me a wrecking a shop on a disrespectful customer, and they say, "You still got it, you still got it," and I was like, "I know, you saw me a wrestle last night." So I appreciate that they remember it like that.
Really? I hear something around Maximo Island there. I hear some sirens or something going on. Are you guys sure you're okay? Because I definitely heard you guys got some sirens going on.
No, we're good. It's just I think somebody stole a BoorDash. We ordered a BoorDash
here. All right. Because, again, as much as I goof, I still am concerned, and I want everybody's well-being taken care of. Just like
that.
He won't put viruses in people's pizza, I don't want anybody getting killed on Maximo Island.
Or thumbtacks or nails.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
That's what I always say. You can't goof, but a lookout for people's safety. If you open my pizza box, it says, in an impact of bold, it says, it's okay to a goof, but be sure to look for people's safety unless they disrespect how a dough is made, in which a case, see the sign at a Primo Ristorante Italiano for a further instructions. And then it has I sign each one with my name. So people know, it's you are
authentic.
You follow that instruction.
Yeah, that's the certificate of authenticity, really, is what it is. I mean, you're making sure that it's not just some stamped rubber copy like a notary would do. This is the real deal.
I don't want to buy a stamp or ink to get on a pizza. I use it from a fountain pen so that it stays good and it stays dry.
This guy covered every base here, man.
He really does. He really does. Barbara, do you have anything to add to that?
No.
Fair enough.
It's not good to see you, Barbara, Mexico.
He's not the number one contender for no reason.
Ocho, don't talk when the guests are talking.
I was talking first.
That's fair. That's true. Who do you want to go first, Ouch?
Six.
Other than him, who would you pick?
I don't care. Six.
All right, Champ goes first.
There you go.
Luigi Primo, what do you have for your number five, top five greatest chain pizza restaurants of all time?
Okay, I'm going to say a Papa Murphy's.
Can you elaborate on that? Papa Murphy
was a man with a dream. He dreamed that people could have come into his restaurant and they could have ordered a pizza. And then before they got it, they could have said, hey, if things get rough, let's use a baseball bat. Or if things, let's use a brass knuckle, or let's use a chain. He let the customers decide what weapons he would use to attack them.
Wow, he's an innovator. He must be one of your childhood heroes.
I mean, I don't always see things in his way. I don't necessarily think the customer should have that much of control, but I have to respect his innovation. And absolutely, he gave me some great ideas about how to have in my restaurant. Like, I'll have a little hook to put the chain on so that it's easy to grab.
Oh, wow. That's brilliant. That's technical innovation right there.
We call that the dough hook.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. That's a good name for it. All right, right on. El Barba Maximo, what do you have for your number five, top five greatest pizza chain restaurants of all time?
This one was founded in the 1943 in the Chicago by Ike Sewell. He wanted to start a Mexican restaurant, but he failed terribly and decided to make the Chicago-style pizzas. My number five is Uno.
No, your number five is five.
Yes, Uno.
No, that'd be Cinco.
You had to verbalize that out loud, too.
Shut up, Ouch. I had to count. I'm not good at math.
Or jokes.
So what's your answer, Barbara?
Uno.
Five.
Uno Chicago-style pizzeria.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to keep doing this.
You're ordering a Chicago-style pizza from a me?
He wants a Papa Murphy one cheese pizza, right? Is that what he's doing?
I don't know. I will just go with that. So we have Luigi with Papa Murphy's, and we have Barbara with Chicago Pizzeria. What do you say, Edge?
Again, toss up because they both actually have weapons that I know for sure. The one issue with Barbara's is Ike did not see well at all. He actually had very bad eyesight. So when he's saying that Ike see well, he's wrong. Luigi wins this one with Papa Murphy.
Also, I have to say, even though I respect the Barbara of Mexico, we needed to say that when you get a pizza from that place, you would say, you can sometimes, they can give you a pizza and say, now you have to skip a turn.
Or reverse or something. Yeah, you might have to reverse. You put down a card. Like, this is too many variables, too. Because he had
variables.
El Barba order one slice, and then you all of a sudden there's four, and you give three away, and then you are charged all the monies.
It's like a three-card of Monte of a pizza. Is a uno.
Son of a bitch.
Sorry. Luigi likes the bell. He told us last time he likes the bell.
I do like the bell. It's very beautiful sound.
Yeah, Christ on a crutch.
Sound of the angels weeping.
Luigi Primo, our champion, you are up 1-0. El Barba Maximo, are you worried at all?
El Barba thinks he has better odds now that this is a one-on-one fair competitions. Because the marksman he is wrench in the works. Or fly in the dough.
Is that the pervert, Uncle Tim, right? Is that
yeah, he's one of them. Yeah.
All of them, yes.
They're all pretty much slew. Yeah, they're all the same, really.
It's definitely not an Uno with them.
Yeah. Why, did you take offense to anything Uncle Tim said last time you were here?
I couldn't. I kept thinking about it, what he had said. I couldn't get it out of my brain. And I wish I could. I'll just to put it that way. You know how, in a CIA, in order to try and keep them from having their minds read by a psychics, they are watching the pornography just to fill in their brain. That's what I feel like now. Having to talk to him. So I guess, in a way, it's a good, because now I'm less vulnerable to a psychic intrusion from my telepathic and telekinetic pizza rivals. But also, I'm having trouble thinking straight. And I also have a lot of a CTE because of getting hit in the
occipital.
D. Occipital maximal.
Dome.
Dumb.
No, so I was going to say, really what you could do is concuss yourself intentionally by hitting the EOP, external occipital protuberance, housing EOP. The cerebellum and brainstem, and just above the brainstem, we could say. But and what that'll do when you get concussed like that, you'll forget a lot. So that might be your best bet. So if you want to slingshot some garlic knots at this Yahoo for coming into your restaurant, he's going to come back with 10 baguettes and start wailing on you. So it might be a good idea.
That I can solve a one problem with another one. Yes, I like
that's
it.
Exactly it.
That's my motto. Solve a problem with another problem.
On the backside of his pizza boxes, on the very bottom, sometimes it gets a little greasy, but it'll say that. You can solve one problem with another problem. Then it says, I'm Luigi Primo.
Did you have you seen my pizza boxes? How did you know that?
I ordered a bunch of them. I was so wrapped up in everything. I wanted the best pizza, so I got them from Amazon. Yeah.
I love that it says that on my boxes, and I love that you would know that it says that on my boxes.
You bet. I'm a big fan.
Luigi Primo, what do you have for your number four top five greatest pizza chain restaurants of all time?
Okay, now this one might have come as a surprise. Because of my high regard for quality. But I'm going to say my number four is none other than the pizza restaurant, a chain of restaurant that you know as the Cece's. Now in a 1945.
No, it's okay. You. No, you won. That's fine. No.
Oh, just like that.
A 1945, Chris and a Carl, two of men, they start a restaurant where they have two chains, chain and a chain, C. And they said that if somebody comes in and makes a problem with their pizza, they are both going to hit them with their chain. And there's only one of them. And it's in New Jersey in the middle of a swamp. You have to go into a labyrinth, open up a hatch, and there's kind of his arm is shriveled from a disease, and he let you in. You just looking for the man with the hobbled arm. He let you in. He let you sit down. And Carl and Chris, they're very old now, but they're still menacing. And they come and they look at you. And you kind of have to kind of tell them what you want with your eyes. You don't want to do too many sudden movements. You want to just kind of be like, okay. And like, if they make you a pizza, you'll have succeeded. And if they knock you out, you'll wake up in the bread hospital, you will have a failed.
Do they specify where they're going to hit you, or is it random?
They can't speak. They haven't been able to speak for many years. I think they got their tongue cut out in a terrorist. what is it called when a terrorist to cut your tongue out?
A terrorist cut your tongue out, I think, is the medical term.
That's pretty much
the problem. That happened to them in a war, in a greater war.
Yeah.
A prisoner of war, I guess. How about that? With no tongue.
Oh, so you're a generalized doctor. What happens when you cut somebody's tongue out?
Pain. So what's Barbara's answer?
Hold on. I'm not done questioning you, Ocho. You're familiar with New Jersey. I know you've been there a couple times. Have you been to that particular original OGCC?
I know of it, and I don't even want to talk too much about it because East West Ochoville is just on the outskirts of said swamp.
Yeah.
And the guy, matter of fact, the hand is so diseased and ravaged that it's just a nub now. But that's what makes it easy for him to spin the pizza. It's just like putting it on an eraser and then just spinning it around. So he manages to keep it so even, Steven. I'm not going to say anything else because, again, the tongue cutting is still a consistency with them, too.
Hey, when it comes to a New Jersey, how much of water can you reclaim?
We need to reclaim
all this water. This is too much.
No. We're trying to drown every place else around us is what we're going to do. We want to be our own freestanding. We want to be like Maximo Island, I think.
Yeah.
Well, again, I'm in East West Ochoville, so I'm in my own province.
But it's close. It's close to the area. Plus, they don't like people in New York anyway, so I think they're just trying to put Manhattan underwater.
They don't like anybody, actually, is what it is. It's like any person, even their own.
And nobody likes them.
No. It's a very fair trade.
All right, El Barber Maximo, what do you have for your number four, top five greatest pizza chain restaurants of all time?
This one, El Barber experienced one time he took a flight, an underground train into the New York City. This was founded in 1956, and they specialize in the pizzas by the slice. And there were many chains El Barber had to avoid to get to it because the people in the subway, crazy. It is the Sbarro.
That sounds Mexican.
It's his accent. You can't make fun of him like that. That's not Rob. We're not getting any more people in Brazil or Maximo Island because you're screwing up and offending everybody.
Luigi, are you familiar with this Sbarro? He says
Sbarro is like when they have a metal bat. That's a Sbarro.
He's right.
Yeah, no, yeah, he's right. Okay.
I thought, do they also make a sandwiches there? Or?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they dabbled outside of pizza and started making other things too because their pizza wasn't very good, so they had to come up with something else.
I mean, it's a subterranean and it's in the Northeast, so yeah. I have to give it up. And I'm always, when somebody has a technical mastery, I will always show respect. So I think this is subterranean, a bar-style pizza is one that I'm happy to go one-on-one with, and I'm excited to see what are the judges to say. I mean, the judges to say, Barbara, Mexico.
Okay, so we have the original CC's Pizza and Sbarro. Ocho, what say you, O?
Okay, we're putting vowels at the end of everything, O, now. For Christo sakes, O. Again, tough one because I feel like Luigi Primo is going for the kiss ass thing with the CC's, but I still like his answer because I still have a feeling it's going to come up. However, anybody who saw The Office knows that the favorite New York pizza is Sbarro, made with the bar. And so Barba, who has bar in his name, gets this point. Fuck!
I mean, yeah, I feel like I won just because I got to hear the bell.
We're all winners in our own way.
We are. We're all winners. We're all leaders and winners. And yeah. Luigi Primo, it is tied 1-1. Are you getting a little bit nervous?
Now, this is where I'm at my best. Locked in the fires of a competition.
All right. Right on. Luigi Primo, what do you have? Sorry, Ouch. Do you have something to add to that, sir?
That's intensity right there. I started 8 seconds before you started talking.
There's a delay. There's a 6 to 8 second delay here in Maximal Island.
There's no delay. There's a delay in your digestion system that doesn't tell your brain you're full is the problem.
That's fair. No, it's fair. He's right. No, he's right. Luigi Primo, what do you have for your number three? Top five.
Okay.
Greatest pizza. Can I finish the intro? You're like... You're always, see, it's...
I'm excited to answer.
I have a delay. He's got, like, a pre-delay or something. I don't know. Anyway,
I have like an 8-second pre-delay.
He told you he's got kinetic and telepathic things from.
I know, but I mean, I'd like to hear myself speak, so I'd like to finish my intro before other people talk.
He knows what you're going to say before you say it. You're probably going to talk about sandwiches or something. Or
I do like me a good ham sandwich. Anyways, let me try this again. Luigi Primo.
I had a quick question for you, Dr. Ocho.
I don't know
what is it called. It's the what's this one called? The head lobe, the frontal
your frontal
one.
Your frontal lobe. It's a clever frontal. Name. Frontal, parietal, temporal, and the occipital.
Okay, great. Thank you. Just wanted to clear that up.
I could have said anything though, really, but just
while we had this downtime where nothing was happening, I just wanted to clear that up. So
you see, you knew Rob wasn't going to say anything for probably another 80 seconds because you're way ahead of the game. This is why we got to have you on more often.
I don't know why I still come to work. Luigi Primo, what do you have for your number three? Wait for it. Top five greatest pizza chain restaurants of all time.
So this one was started in Philadelphia in the early 50s. It was the third restaurant that this proprietor tried to have found. He originally wanted to make a Mexican restaurant, but it didn't work out. And his second restaurant didn't work now either. So what I'm talking about is a restaurant where people can come in with their own chains and fight each other and get a pizza. The winner of their fight gets a pizza for a free. And I'm, of course, talking about a Truno.
Ocho, have you ever heard of that? Is that a real thing?
You say bless you every time someone says that.
Yes. I wanted to, but okay. All right. Really?
I'm talking about a Truno.
El Barba Maximo, what do you have?
Any questions?
No. Maybe later. Not at the moment. Barba, dude, just go. What's your number three?
And Barba's number three?
Yep.
It is a pizza place that was started in the Taylor, Michigan. And it is the home of a chain of flavored crusts. They have a sesame seed and butter and cheese, Asiago, ranch, garlic and cheese, garlic and herb, and everything.
Wait. Hold on.
And everything else?
Yeah, I mean, you named off like six to eight different crusts, and then you just say, and they have everything. Why didn't you just fucking say they had everything to begin with?
It is everything like the everything bagel toppings, but on pizza crust.
Yeah, they have. They put a fennel seed, and it smokes up a real good.
Yeah, and I've seen where they actually put plastic bags on them too. I mean, it's everything. It's anywhere podcasts are found, really.
Oh, see, yes, they do put podcasts on crust.
You guys.
Everybody's got a podcast now, even a crust.
Yes. Yes, this pizza place is called Hungry Howls.
Hungry Howies.
Oh, shocking. Rob knows the restaurant name.
Well, I got one like 3 miles away. I go there all the time.
You haven't been because you're on Maximo Island.
Fine. When I was home, I went there quite a bit. But I never ordered the everything because, like, I didn't want them to put literally, like, every single crust top, you know, kind of crust they have on there. It'd be disgusting.
Yes, they just kind of roll it through the garbage and that's everything.
I need to Google this. You guys just do whatever you want. How do you spell that, a Truno thing?
A Truno.
Oh, so it's not spelled the way you say it. Okay. Truno Pizza. Google's telling me that doesn't exist.
They probably just can't find it. It's an underground and a Cherry Hill in New Jersey.
It's where Philly and New Jersey meet. I know it very well. It's actually, yeah, it's like Voorhees, Glassboro kind of.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. No, I found it. You're right. That's exactly right. Okay. All right. Yeah, no, that's a fair answer. And then Barbara had Hungry Howies, not Howells.
El Barba's eyes sometimes look like L's. It is a bad keyboard.
Matter of fact, I'm looking at El Barba's eyes, and they do look like L's right now. He's not lying. Looking through that mask, his eyes look like L's.
They better get used to it because that's what they're going to be seeing after it tonight.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I respect you, Barbara Mexico, but I still are going to put the stank on
it. Yes, yeah, the Barbara is number one contender for reasons, and soon he will be championship for reasons.
Ocho, right. What do you got this?
Again, this one, it's a lot of right answers, a lot of wrong answers, though, too. That's why the bell's dumb. I know all too well about the Truno, because it is in Stankaster, Jersey-ish. Barba's Hungry Hippos is I'm just not a fan of everything being butter, too. Yeah. Butter and garlic, butter and herb. It looked like they took everything from a what do you get on a baked potato, a loaded baked potato, and made it into pizza crust or potato chips.
Yep.
Therefore, Luigi gets this one, and it's 2-1. You fuck. I'm desensitized to the bell. Fuck it. I don't care. I'll just let whatever. Doesn't bother me anymore. I'm too good.
El Barra Mexico.
That's right. I'm the best of pizza wrestler yet again.
It's not over yet.
It's not over.
I win. I'm the winner. I'm a number one. I'm a uno. And a Truno.
And a Luigi Primo. I think.
El Barra Mexico, you were down 2-1. You've been in this position before. What do you have?
Yeah, Barbara has been in many positions.
Well,
he does DDP yoga.
He does. No. Are you
yes?
Are you gonna have to up your game here? Like are you even keel? Are you a little bit worried? What's your game plan going into these last two answers?
It is to give the best answers and defeat this pizza guy.
Let's make it interesting, Barbara Mexico. If I win, you have to give me the capital of some of your island to buy more chains for my restaurant. Expand the chain, if you will. And if you win, I'll help a fight in your arm of conflict in your banana republic that you're on.
What say you, Barbara?
Barbara thinks that we can work that out. It may sound like fair deals. Okay. Eli should get started on the contract for that.
He'll have it about 6 to 8 days. Yeah, he'll have it about 6 to 8 days. Don't worry. 6 to 8, not 6 to 8. Sorry, 6 to 8 days. What number are we on, Ouch?
Yes.
Luigi Primo, what do you have for your number two? Top five greatest pizza chain restaurants of all time.
Now, this pizza chain was founded with the spirit sung by immigrants and homesteaders and those who marched for a justice. That creed reaffirmed by those who planted flags from foreign battlefields to the surface of the moon. A creed at the core of every American whose story is not yet written. Yes, we can make a good pizza. Yes, we did make a good pizza. Yes, we can make a good pizza. I'm, of course, talking about Obama Knows. That's right, I'm Luigi Primo.
Must be a language barrier here. I can't say I've heard of Obama Knows. did you mean Domino's, Luigi?
No, I meant Obama Knows. It's a restaurant started by a former President Barack Obama.
Yeah, it's got a picture of his nose as the logo. You didn't see that, Rob?
You're a little choked up over it, Luigi. It must be very sentimental and heart.
It makes me very emotional to think about him, our former president, with the chain, making a pizza by himself. And, it's an American story. Whatever you believe, I think we can all agree that you should make a pizza with a chain if you were a president.
Well, we know Biden couldn't help him out, so he needed a chain.
It should be on a dollar bill, actually.
And maybe one day, who knows? Everything's crazy.
I think it should be. I'm going to see to that.
Well, I'm a little bit choked up by your delivery and your passion with that, Luigi. It's
I feel like God Bless America should have been playing in the background or something.
If I had it in a Roadcaster, I probably would have, but I wasn't prepared for that.
Well, you would have probably hit the wrong button and said, like, listen, we're going to do this, and it would have went, woo, or something. Woo! See? Just like that.
Yeah. El Barba Maximo, what do you have for your number two top five greatest pizza chain restaurants of all time.
And Barbara's number two. It was actually founded by the co-founder of Atari in 1977. It is a place where he displayed many of his arcade games to make the monies off the greedy little children. From 77 to 93, their mascot was a rat. From 93 till current day, somehow it transformed into mouse. This restaurant is called Chuck E. Cheese.
My daughter loves that place. She's been there about 6 to 8 times already, and she can't get enough. She really wants to go there literally every day.
6 to 8 year olds seem to really enjoy it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Rob, do you get all caught up and jump in the ball crawl sometimes and like do like the Superfly Snicker Splash? And you know, I know you got to behave yourself, but every once in a while, you probably just get so jacked up and you do the macho elbow.
Yeah, sometimes I drop elbows on the kids, and yeah, no, you're right. I haven't.
And then you leave them buried there. They're not gonna. The parents will find them the next day. They're not gonna know who did it.
I got kicked out of many a Chuck E. Cheese in the area for dropping elbows on little kids, but. Now that I have a daughter, she just does it for me, and then it's legal.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So that you go eat their pizza while she's dropping the elbows, and then you can you play a game of duck hunt, and you're out the door. You got it.
And skee ball. I got to make sure I get some skee ball in. I'm a world class skee ball player. Yeah.
Right. Who isn't?
Well, I mean, it comes from my bowling acumen, right? So
yeah.
So there's that. So we have Luigi Primo with Obamanos.
The very popular Obamanos.
And we have El Barba Maximo with Chuck E. Cheese. This is going to be a tough one, Ocho. I know.
Honestly, it would have been. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, this would have been a winner. I know I'm playing spoiler already, but Obama Knows was actually shut down because they found out Obama was actually using his nose to make pizzas. And everybody knows the outside of your nose is probably one of the dirtiest areas. The grease, the hair, the pus. People started getting sick. The health department shut him down. And he said, okay, we're going to make it Obama Toes. They said, no, you can't make pizza with your toes. So the whole franchise has been shut down. So I don't know what if it's come back as yet. So, but right now, Barba wins on the technicality that Obama Knows is shut down.
Ah, come on. I'm getting ripped off.
This is the health department. It's not me. Fuck your bell.
It's a bittersweet. Even with the bell, this one hurts.
You can't win them all, but you're getting there. You're getting close. So this is it. We're at the last one here, I hope.
It is 2-2. It very rarely in the history of this competition does it ever come down to 2-2. It's pretty remarkable.
Everybody believes this is a first occurrence.
Between you two, yes. It is, actually. Yeah.
Yes.
Ocho, do the number one. Do the number one.
No.
Please, one time. Please?
No.
One time. Here's what I want for Christmas. Do the number one.
No. No.
There can be only one. See, and I hit the wrong button.
Yeah.
Let me try it again. Yeah. Let me try it again.
Well, you're really kicking the shit out of this one here.
There can be.
What the hell was that? Did someone just put tear gas in the friggin' bunker where you're at? Holy shit.
Barba had a lot of broccoli for lunch. So
it's scatols and indols on your external occipital protuberance.
Choked me up a little bit for a second there. Barba, you got to warn me when you're going to do that, buddy.
Right down to the uvula.
It is not called silent but deadly for no reasons.
There's lots of reasons. Really, Ocho, you can't just do it this one time.
No.
There can be only one.
There can be only one.
Number one. Top five. Greatest pizza chain restaurants of all time. Luigi Primo. To uphold the integrity of your chain restaurant, to defend your newly won top five title, this has to be the greatest answer that you've ever given in your top five career. Luigi Primo, what do you have for your number one? Top five greatest pizza restaurants of all time.
Now, I've given this one of a lot time. Of a thought and a deliberation.
Of all time. You can go now.
I've tried to keep it this objective and to do my best and to not have any a conflict of interest. So I need to say that this restaurant was started in the old country by a young man with a no talent and a no future. And every day, people would, gangs of children would come into his restaurant and strike him down and kick him and throw acid on his table and melt everything to a sludge. But he had to rise up each day and get stronger. And pretty soon, these children would come into the restaurant and he would throw them out the window. And finally, when their parents came to fight him, he took a chain and he struck them in the EOP, making them go to the bread hospital. And that was the foundation of what we all know, the very popular and the beloved Primo Ristorante Italiano. And that's a restaurant that I have.
Yeah, I got that.
That's a my restaurant.
Yeah. El Barbara Maximo. To save us from the continuance of this civil war, here on the RTW sector of Maximal Island, for honor, for duty.
Duty.
For your country. And so you don't get the dingle cut off. What do you have for your number one, top five, greatest pizza chain restaurants of all time?
Yes, El Barba's number one. He had to think back long and hard to a time of El Barba's childhood when he traveled for maybe a 6th to 8th birthday. Yes, this location was the first one was known as a piece of pizza, but then they as typical Boston people do, he decided to change his mind and open up his chain. It is the Papa Gino's.
Is he related to Papa Murphy?
It is quite Papa's Bowl.
Ocho, we have very, very hotly contested match tonight. We're at the final answer. I know it's tough to be in your very tiny shoes. On one side, we have the reigning champion, Luigi Primo, with his own restaurant. On the other side, we have El Barbara Maximo with Papa Gino's, which I used to actually frequent quite a bit when I lived up in the Northeast. It's a regional thing. You've probably never heard of it, Ouch. But you still have to make a decision. What do you got on this number one?
We got a lot of moving parts on this one here, and it might be a default potential winner. I don't know if this is, you guys just picked the worst of the best or the best of the worst, and I'm not sure. Papa Gino's out of business, sued by Papa John's. So that eliminates Barba, which would make Luigi the de facto winner.
That's all right. One more time for Luigi.
I have his pizza box right here. And it says, I'm going to read the side of it. There it is. It's see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yep, I see it.
Now, it reads, I'm Luigi Primo, and I vow to never pick myself in a top five contest. Again, I'm Luigi Primo. He picked himself.
It's right there in the box.
It's right on the pizza box. You can't deny this.
How did you overlook that?
That's not what I meant by the way I say that. I mean, the top of five a contest. I mean, if we're trying to figure out the top of five a contest.
Oh, so the this topic,
would be a choice. The last time we did it would be a choice.
It doesn't specify.
So. No, it really doesn't.
Come on. This is a travesty.
I think
I'm always getting beaten by travesties in a wrestling
contest. No, it's true. I think you need to go back to your printer. Maybe he just printed it wrong.
There's a lot of different things on there. There's a lot of. I mean,
I'm sure he took it out of context. Maybe I don't know. It's hard to judge tone through writing.
It's vague. And it's written in pure English, normal font. So maybe the dialect got shifted in translation. So I don't. But I can only go with what I read, and I calls him like I sees him. I'm Ocho. We're in a dead heat.
We're at a stalemate, and yet another kerfuffle on this show. Hang on. I know you hate
it. Just a tie, or how do we do this?
No, we had this problem last week as well, and we had to call Eli. I know Ocho. I hate it when I call Eli, but just bear with me for a second. I'm gonna put it on mute so you guys don't hear it. Oh, what's it under?
Says this again? Every time, and every time it's clear as day over the damn broadcast.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Eli. You sound pretty chipper tonight. What's up, buddy?
I have the 49ers, so I'm kind of glad right now. And this Stafford's really, really playing bad. He's got 2 picks already. So I know I should be working, but I got a bit of a gambling problem, Rob. I was going to tell you. So I have $5,000 on the Niners, and I also have the over, and I took the coin toss, which I lost. So trying to win my money back.
Right on. No, I fully support that. I'm all about you trying to make money from other ventures while you're working for me. That's perfectly fine.
Hey, I haven't made any yet. As a matter of fact, I just had to pawn the fax machine just yesterday because I had the Steelers.
Oh, yeah, that was rough.
I'll get the fax machine back, I promise.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fine. Anyway, the reason I called, other than because I'd love hearing your voice, we have yet another kerfuffle on the show.
Ocho in his kerfuffles again. Does he keep using that word for a reason? Is he playing it straight, Rob? He just likes the word kerfuffle, you know.
He does like the word kerfuffle quite a bit. But it is a legit kerfuffle.
I'll start the new son of a bitch. Let's really get older in the back. Bullshit. Rob, sorry. I'm watching the game.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So we're doing the top five, and Uncle David didn't show up. I don't know what happened. So it's Barba and Luigi one-on-one. Mano e mano. One was flipping pizza. The other one was eating pizza. So they were both on brand. The problem is, we got through our number one. They were both tied going into it. And
well, that's rare, Rob. That rarely happens.
Rarely happens. That's exactly right. It's very, very rare. So what happened was El Barba mentioned a pizza restaurant that's no longer in business, and Luigi picked himself, and Ocho happened to have one of Luigi's boxes he bought on Amazon, and it clearly said on the side that he cannot pick himself in a top five competition. So we're at a stalemate. How do we end this deadlock? Is there a rule for it in the book?
For a stalemate, let me check.
A stalemate. It's a deadlock. It's different.
Well, let me check. Hold on. Let me, Grandma. I just stop it. I didn't go through your purse. Sorry, bro.
Why is she still up at this hour? By the way,
I gave her a Benadryl earlier thinking she would knock out and with her hydrocodone, but she kind of woke up and she's being all weird and, you know, accusing me of taking her money and everything. Grandma, shut up! She's just acting real weird, Rob. Okay, it says here, it's rule 1, section 8, tie goes to the runner. I guess that means who's the fastest runner? There's a subsection. I'm the fastest. Who's that in the background, Rob? Am I on the show?
I'm the fastest runner.
I thought I had it muted. I can't figure this out. I don't. That's Luigi Primo. That's our it's our reigning defending champion. Luigi. Luigi.
Remember
Luigi Primo.
He's Luigi Primo.
Hi, Luigi. You were great on the show. I wish Rob wouldn't have screwed it up and not recorded it properly. I tried to fix the software drop.
Got to press the record.
Yeah, I don't think that's the right rule for this one, Eli. You might have
No, there's a subsection, too. It says...
Oh.
Hold on. Shut your pigeon mouth before I put my foot in! Stay there! Okay, Rob, sorry. The subsection is, both participants must return next week to determine the champion or number one contender status.
That doesn't apply here?
Well, there's no other subsection, Rob.
You know what? I'll just figure it out on my own. That's fine. We got to really rewrite that rule book.
Well, I mean, it's in crayon, so I can't erase nothing.
Oh, that's, crap. You know,
I'll get the fax machine back tomorrow.
No, I appreciate that. And, you know, maybe with Jimmy's gone, he wrote the original book. Maybe we'll just write a new one. I don't know. This is, anyway, thanks for trying to help me,
Eli. I can get started on that once I find what happened to my grandmother's teeth.
All right, right on. Good luck with that, buddy, and I'll talk to you later. Get back to the game.
Bye, Rob.
Go Niners. See you, buddy.
Love you.
Yep, whatever. Hang up the phone. Thank you. He never hangs up right away. Obviously, you guys heard that, so.
I heard most of it. I don't understand it.
So, we got to come up with some kind of a tiebreaker. You know what? I'll come up with a question. Whoever answers it right will.
I hear sirens again, man. There's Maximo Island is like under attack.
They're getting restless. They're getting restless. This competition has gone on for way too long tonight, so they're ready to fight. Shit, this might be too much in your wheelhouse. We got to keep it pizza related. All right, I got it. Luigi Primo, to make a perfect pizza, what temperature must the oven be at?
I haven't calculated the perfect temperature over years and years of a trial and error. And I've come to the conclusion that the ideal temperature to a cook a pizza is 556 a degree.
Wow, that's pretty
accurate. Huh?
That's pretty specific. Yeah,
that's Atlantic and Pacific, man. Holy geez.
Now, Barbara Maximo, same question for you, sir. In your experience, what temperature does a pizza oven have to be the correct temperature to make a perfect pizza?
It's for the proper pizza is for El Barba. It is a generally 608 degrees.
Okay.
Everyone's extremely accurate here. Holy shit.
Yeah. So, Ocho, it really comes down to you now. And I know you know this because you are the generalized doctor. Well. And yeah, you're.
This is like Price is Right almost, you know, and you can't go over, I guess, right?
Yeah.
You gotta, the lowest, you know, this is. At least no one said 1 degree. and again, now here, this is tough because there's not exactly a wrong answer. There's just not the right answer. Someone is very close to the right answer. Ocho looks like he's made of bricks, like the Thing, you know, from the Fantastic Four. You know, pipes, arms of steel, bricks.
Quite chiseled.
For bricks.
You're quite chiseled.
Jacked to the max.
Yep.
Freaking jacked and juicy as all hell. And the way I got that way was eating brick oven pizza. Brick oven pizzas have to have the temperature a little bit hotter because the flame dissipates more. That's just thermodynamics. And that runs between 600 and 800 degrees. El Barba Maximo is the current, once again, the three-time champ, I think. Is that what he did? Did this just happen?
Hold on. Let me hit the bell.
No! Fuck the bell!
Now...
Why'd you play the bell?
Yeah, that's only for Luigi, I thought.
No, it's for every...
See, it makes no sense. It's for everybody. It makes no fucking sense.
Before we discuss everything in the post-game festivities and all that, we have to make it official. Let's go down to ringside with the official voice of RTW, Mr. Howard Sphincter.
the time of the fall, too many questions, one too many phone calls to Eli, and once again, new RTW something main event champion of the top five things, El Barba Maximo for the third time-ish.
El Barba Maximo!
Dang it!
You are,
crap,
once again, for the third time, the RTW Top 5 Challenge Champion. Before we get to you, we must talk to the loser, because there always is a loser. Luigi Primo, you fought your guts out, sir. Literally, I think you have your intestine coming out.
He fought his EOP out and his EO.
That's that too. I know you've had tough matches before. I know you've been in obviously the Sicilian chain matches and the hardcore ish matches,
the baguette and garlic knot matches.
You know, it's always tough to have to interview the person that loses after such a. Really, this is the most fiercely contested match we've ever had. How do you feel right now, sir? No longer the top five challenge champion.
Well, I'm not happy to have lost my title or to have lost. But I respect you, a radicalized Rob, for calling it a down to the middle. And I respect you, a Barbara Mexico, for doing a good job. And I'm going to honor my promise to you. And do I have your name right, Barbara of Mexico? Am I saying that correctly?
It's the Barba Maximo. It may have something lost in translations.
Got it. Well, you listen to me, a Maximum Barber. I'm going to come to your island, to that of Banana Republic, and I'm going to help you overthrow that dictator. We're going to get a Filipino, a homemade shot of guns, and we're going to get a good pizza, and we're going to throw them at our opponents and use a slam fire weapon made from a scrap of iron. I'm ready.
All right, sounds good. Sounds like you have the general war plan. We will throw many explosive garlic knots together and take back the Maximo Islands.
That's all right. But you, Dr. Ocho, I am blaming you for this loss. Whoa. Because you're a philandering and you're a technicality that you've thrown against me cost me this victory. So there's a price that's going to be paid. And you're going to find it soon.
Put it on my head? Uh-oh. I'm connected in East West Ochoville. It's not right to threaten the ref. Look what happened to, Hogan when Earl Hebner had the dollars falling out of his back pocket. You know, didn't Andre pin him and then give up a title? You don't want to lose your title that way.
There's not going to be any titles. There's going to be a you and a me and a length of Italian a chain.
That sounds like I'm talking to one of these OnlyFans thing from marksmom.com. What the hell's going on here?
All right, what are we doing?
I don't know. We done?
Nope. We got something left. I forgot what it is.
Good, bad, ugly, and then, I don't know, positive guy.
How do you know, but I don't?
Well, that's the order we go in every fucking week. I'm not stupid.
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to the second segment right here on this edition of the Main Event. Ocho, I don't know if you know this. Brad Shepherd Unleashed with Brad Shepherd is the most downloaded show on Hameen Media Group affiliate channel. Are you familiar with Brad's work on Twitter?
Sure.
No, really. Like, you know who he is, right?
I know who he is. I'm not. I don't twat too much. That's the only.
No, that's true. That. You don't. No, that's right. He has a really nuclear heat magnet on Twitter.
For him.
Both episodes of his new podcast are doing fantastically. That drops every Thursday. If you guys want to hear it, Brad Shepherd Unleashed drops every Thursday. Just subscribe to Hameen Media Group. HAMIN. Hameen Media Group on any podcast app. Eli texted me again. That, as well as all the other fantastic shows that we have on the Mean Media Group, please check it out. Brad Shepherd Unleashed. Give it a hate listen. I don't even care. If you don't even like him, just listen to see what he has to say, and then just tell him on Twitter how much of an asshole he is. That's what most people do anyway. But we're happy to have him on board. It's fun kind of being the producer of that show and just sitting back and watching Brad and all of his brilliance. So again, every Thursday, Hameen Media Group, Anywhere Podcaster. Oh wait, no, that's your line. Ocho,
that's
where can we
line.
Where can we find it, buddy?
On top of a pizza crust at the Hungry Hungry Hippos. Anywhere podcasts are found. There was a podcast on the pizza crust. It was on the Everything Pizza Crust. And that's where you can find them. Anywhere, man. Anywhere. Paper towel rolls. Bowling pins. Anywhere.
Barbara is now asleep. I was going to have him join us for the Good, Bad, Ugly, but he got the broccoli sweats and he passed out. So hopefully he doesn't snore too loud. So I guess it's just you and me. You got your list? Are you ready for this?
Oh, sure.
Now time for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Before we get into this, Ocho, something just popped up in my mind. We forgot to do the results of the paternity test for Luigi Primo. There's a reason why.
He's not my kid.
He shouldn't be. You guys are pretty close in age.
There you go.
So that text that I got, I don't know if you heard it a couple seconds ago. It was Eli saying that, hang on, let me answer him. Hang on, sorry, buddy. All right, Eli said that the, much like the O.J. Simpson case, the DNA evidence got messed up by the lab, and we're going to have to extract a new sample from Luigi next time he's on. So unfortunately for now, he's still on the list. He may be a potential father for poor old Marky Mark. So yeah, that's what Eli texted me.
Got to rule out everybody. I get it.
Have you been ruled out yet? I don't think we got a sample from you yet.
We did.
Are you sure?
Remember I spit it, and they said, no, you have to not have it that way. It's got to be a fresh sample.
Yeah.
They redid it. And,
I don't think we ever read the results in the show. I'll have to get Eli to look at the archives.
I'm sure it's there. Don't worry. I'm positive.
We keep all the samples in the studio in the fridge, so it should be all right.
Well, you can just taste them and know whose is who, so then you can figure out the results.
I do have a refined palate, but I don't know if I'm I don't know if I'm suitable for that.
Mine's like a little like Chianti.
So there's that.
Why'd you just smack your lips when I said that, by the way?
Because I'm thirsty. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first? What do you want to do?
Yeah, I want you to go first. I hate going first. Hurry up.
You do hate going first. My good. I get to see more of my extended family. I'm not going to say why, but
that's
it's good.
Good.
It's I never get to see them. So it's good to have my sister-in-law here and my niece staying with us for a little while. And my daughter loves it. She loves both of them, so she's having a freaking field day. And we got two built-in babysitters, so that's fantastic. Yeah, there's my good.
So there's that.
That's a quick good, but it's a good good.
It's a good good. All right, well, my good is my quarantine lady came to visit. It's kind of like, I feel like it's good for everybody.
I like it when she visits you.
Yeah, right on. Or if I'm visiting her, which is usually staying there, but you know,
yeah,
in our place. But anyway, so she came by to visit me and it was a fun surprise. So except I'm stuck here, so I'm trying to get through this real quick so I can get through her real quick. That's terrible.
My bad. So my niece and my sister-in-law are staying here.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this ginormous dog. And I know you've seen my dog. She's little and tiny and petite, my little Maltese. He is up her ass 6 to 8 times a day. Literally, like just, I mean, not with his, you know, his doggy thing, but.
No, with the sniff test. You
yeah.
Know?
Yeah. Well, he's got a lick test too. He's yeah, he's a crotch hound.
It's not all bad.
For him, no. For my poor dog,
right,
it is.
Right. It's a little invasive.
A little bit.
You know.
Which you're familiar with those techniques anyway, since you're a generalized doctor.
Yeah, but among consenting folk, you know, again, it's I would share some Alpo first before I did that.
He even stole her bone.
So many ladies have stolen my bone before, so I can't say nothing.
What's your bat out?
My quarantine lady came to visit. What she does is she'll always suggest, hey, can we watch this? Can we watch this? It's always just watching something. It's always watching something on Netflix and something I would have never heard of or never even wanted to watch. And she'll say, you know, this is a great murder mystery or someone has to die soon in order to watch it. I think she's looking for ways to kill me. I don't blame her. I thought she was going to do it over that weekend that we went away. She didn't. I guess I also put GPS on my phone and I told her that my nephew had it. So in case it didn't come back or I didn't come back and the GPS was there, he knew where to look. Anyway, I'm prepared. I'm a survivalist. She'll put this thing on and she makes it almost 8 seconds.
Really? That long? Wow.
Before she's on her phone, texting in 25 group chats and texting her mom about the show she's not going to watch or texting anybody who wants to listen. And then an hour into the show, she'll go, what's going on? I can't figure anything out. And I'm like, you've been on your phone for an hour. And she'll go, no, I wasn't. And then you look and it'll be like the first text was sent at 7:02. Here it is, 8:15. And she's still texting anyways. So, and that's what happens. Plus, she like has to concentrate, so she has this different breathing pattern, so I can hear when she starts texting, even if my eyes are shut. So that's what I get. And then I don't want to explain the freaking movie. I don't want to explain the movie. And then I'm watching it at the same time you are. I don't know any more about it than you do. I'm just watching it unwillingly.
Do you think because you're a generalized doctor, you're supposed to know more about the movie than she does at that point?
Much like Luigi Primo had that telepathic kinetic energy and whatnot, could tell what you were going to say. I think she thinks I have that, which I don't.
You don't? Okay, all right. I wasn't sure if you did.
I don't.
Okay, all right. Well, there's that.
There is that.
My ugly. Just kidding. Last week, as you know, not many people may know, but as you know, because I told you, and because I didn't...
Sauce? Au jus or something like that?
I love au jus. I really do. That's, well, you know, it's hard.
I don't have any au jus with me, so no.
It's hard to find a good au jus, because most people just use, like, water and beef bouillon. It's not even real. It's like, it's just,
It's like making sweet tea by putting the freaking, opening up the tea bags and pouring them right in the freaking water.
Gosh. So, I was sick last week, as I did not make the bowling show, unfortunately, with you and Johnny P. So I apologize for that.
It went fine without you.
I'm sure it did. I hope you guys had a good time. And I hope you didn't miss me too much. Anyways. So I was sick last week, and I don't know what it was. I took 2 rapid tests, and I'm still fat, so there's that.
Oh,
but I didn't have.
All right.
I didn't have.
So you passed.
Well, I didn't have the C word, so I don't know what it was. It felt like the C word when I had the first time. Kind of the same symptoms. Didn't run a fever. Was super congested, and had zero energy. I mean, even less than I have just normally from being fat. Like, gotcha. I had no energy. But none of the tests came back positive, so I don't know what it was. And then my daughter got sick, but she had something completely different. She actually ran a fever, and was congested and really just, she was pitiful. She was sad. But we both got through it. I'm still just a little bit, you know, phlegmy, but she's running around like a bat out of hell. So thankfully we got through that. But I'm gonna say I think I had, you know, the C word for the second time, and thank God for natural immunity, right?
You're telling me I don't get sick. I mean,
well, that's true. Shit. That's fair. Yeah. So that's all I got.
Right on.
I mean, it's good. It's like a good ugly, right? Like, it's good that
because you're healthy, you got through it quickly. And that means again, you have antibodies for this again.
Oh, I got hella antibodies now.
You should. I mean, my God.
You know, the CDC actually came out with the numbers about natural immunity. They said it was actually nearly half of the population. It was like 145 million people have natural immunity.
I would think it should be higher than that, really. But
it should
again,
be.
That's I'm okay with that. I'm okay with those numbers because they're calling people evil.
Yeah. No.
Gene Simmons said people are evil if you haven't gotten vaccinated. And
did you see Austria? Austria went through a nationwide lockdown for those that aren't vaccinated.
I did not see that.
Anybody 12 years and up have to be locked down until they decide to either get the jab or they lift the restrictions, but they can't go anywhere. They can't do anything. They can't go to work.
So they can go bankrupt and they can go somewhere. Bankruptcy.
Well, you know, there's the world's most famous Austrian who's no longer with us, but you know who that is.
Arnold. He's no longer with us. Come on, he's the most famous Austrian.
He's a little bit more... Well, Arnold didn't kill 6 million Jews.
Oh, okay, well...
Yep, wait,
so
that
guy. So he's no longer with us?
No, he's not, no. Well, right. He was in a bunker much like mine, but most people say he didn't make it out. I don't know.
Who knows what happened. And we don't know who did what or did that Chicorino do something, but hey.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Truth or Dare gone awry.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I don't think they had rye back then, actually.
Maple.
Yeah. Well, maple. They were in France, so maybe they had a baguette.
Could be.
Yeah.
All right. So there's that.
What's your ugly, Oach?
There's this team called the Steelers, Rob. And they played what was called, it's probably going to be called the ugliest, worst game in NFL history. So it's not that it's ugly. It was legit labeled the ugliest game in NFL history. And it was yesterday, and it was a disgraceful display of professionalism. Much like we claim to be pros, but we're not. Yeah. We do better than the Steelers and Lions did. The Lions, I don't expect them to. The Steelers, I do. It was all around ugly, bad, bad, bad.
So let me get this straight. Because I just want to understand this correctly. What you're saying is the Steelers and the Lions game this past weekend is worse than you and I on this show?
Yes.
Much as we fucking suck?
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
And again, we jokingly say we're professionals. We're not. And our amateur status ranks way above that professional game.
I didn't think that was possible for anything to suck more than us.
It's very, very impossible, which is why it probably won't ever happen again.
Third segment, Ocho. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah. You gonna play scenes? You gonna play Jock Jams again or what?
Did you like that song?
No.
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to the third and final segment of this edition of the Main Event. Ocho, before you get on to the positive one, I do have to ask you a question. This has kind of been stuck in my craw, I guess. For quite a while now. We've been doing this for how long? I mean, we jokingly say like 6 to 8 months, but it's got to be a year by now, right?
6 to 8 months plus maybe 4 months.
I think now, after all the shows that we've done together, that we still suck.
Yeah.
But I think our banter has gotten better, but the overall content just fucking sucks, right?
Yeah.
Is it you and me? Is it the top five? Like, what's throwing us off? Because, I mean, we used to be really good together back in the beginning before we had the top five deal.
No.
We weren't?
It was new. No. It was just new.
So it was new. And it's like a new relationship, right? Like, it's you're dating somebody new.
When that hand starts
and
climbing down. You're touching in certain areas. And you're like, oh, my God, here it goes. Mr. Bilbo. And then, it's like after a month, it's like, oh, Christ. Fine, I'll do it myself.
I mean, you didn't have to mention the specifics of my trip there to East West Grapplerville when you were living there. But
I mean, nobody let them figure it out. You don't have to be the bearer of that stuff.
Okay, that's fair. So, in your humble opinion, we haven't gotten any better in that time. I feel like we have just a little bit.
No, we just say funny stuff sometimes, but nobody hears it, it's like a tree falling in the woods. Does anybody hear it? If we say funny shit, no one listens. Does anybody hear it?
It's time for everybody's favorite segment.
His people are completely literal. Metaphors are going to go over his head.
Nothing goes over my head. My reflexes are too fast. I would catch it.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Here's,
well, me
with
the intellect of the week.
He didn't fall? Inconceivable.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Well, hello, friends. I like to welcome y'all back to what I like to call the intellect of the week, hosted by well me, and of course I like to go ahead and start off by thanking the people of this great podcast, such as the great Dr. Ocho, just the fine doctor, I'm sure, and of course the greatest podcaster that ever lived, the great radicalized Rob, and of course my good great friend Eli, who gave me this opportunity, and now I want to go ahead and go start with the intellect of the week, hosted by well me, and of course over the last couple of weeks we have a new World Series champion, and then that is the Atlanta Braves. And of course they beat the Houston Astros, who have made the American League Championship Series for 5 straight years, and have gone off to the World Series 3 of the last 5 years. But of course, over the last couple of years, we've had this just terrible pandemic that's been going on, and according to our great president, the pandemic is still going on as we speak, and I do believe that because of the pandemic, the Houston Astros were very, very smart to not win the championship for the great city of Houston, so in order for them not to be parades and not to have super spreaders. So that being said, I want to nominate the Houston Astros as the intellect of the week for as I said, not having a parade and having a whole bunch of people just joining us and you know, spreading this just deadly virus, according to our great president, Joe Biden. But that'll do it for this week, friends. I hope y'all tune in next week. And of course, I want to go ahead and thank the great Dr. Ocho, just a fine doctor. I'm 100% sure of it. And of course, the great radicalized Rob, and of course, my good great friend Eli, who gave me this opportunity. And tune in again next week, friends.
I have to agree with him, Ouch. I mean, seriously, like the Houston Astros laid down and let the Braves win.
I'm on board.
Yeah, for public safety, right? Their hands are clean. You know, literally, they bowed out. They lost. They don't have to have 6 to 8 million people there at the parade, you know, being the super spreaders, like the positive guy said. And good for them for doing that, for the betterment of mankind.
Good for positive guy to pick that out. Like, who knew? I mean, that's some insider information there, so that's pretty good.
Does that redeem them from, like, the whole cheating scandal and all that?
No. They got a long ways to go still. Way longer to go.
Well, what do they have to do to kind of, you know, get back in good graces of the people?
Stop cheating, I think.
Thank you for listening to this edition of RTW Main Event. You can follow the show on Twitter at RTW Brand. Follow Red Rob at Rad Rob Gaming. And follow the Ocho
at the Dr. Ocho. We
appreciate all of your support. You've been listening to RTW Main Event right here on the Rad Rob Radio Network.